Let's take up House Bill 1153, and we can defer final action until we have all the members here. Representative, we now will bring to the committee reconsider the bill, House Bill 1153, to increase the tax on cigarettes and other tobacco products and to dedicate the increased revenue to a trust fund. Representative Adelson, welcome to the committee.
Gentlemen of the committee, I'll be very, very brief. The bill was originally put on the table because the tax that I had proposed made the cost of cigarettes non-competitive with adjacent states. That was the only reason. The bill accomplished two things. It raised the price to an extent that we thought we would at least get 3 or 4% of youth not smoking, so it got kids not smoking. That's what we wanted to do. And it provided additional revenue funds from the people that are creating, from to the product that creates the health problem, to be used for the tobacco treatment and prevention. So it did those two things. It had one negative. It was worrisome to some retailers. As a consequence, we've studied what needs to be done, and there's an amendment before you which reduces the cost on cigarettes. It reduces the amount of tax to keep us about 2.5 cents under the present bill, and if they do raise it to a dollar in additional states, you'll see me back next year.
Representative Adelstein, I would ask for, because we've had extensive testimony on this bill, I would like to see if we could get a pending amendment, at least for the purposes of discussions, that we relate only to the amendment discussion. Is there a motion to... It's been moved by Representative Van Etten to House Amendment 1153 FD. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Frost. We now have before us then members of the committee to direct our attention specifically to the amendment. I believe that's the purpose and rationale that is here. Is that correct, Representative Adelstein? Thank you, Representative Adelstein. We'll see if there are any other proponents. And I would ask if there are other proponents that you deal specifically with the amendment at hand. We've had very extensive discussion about this. Seeing none, thank you, Representative.
Yeah. Could I briefly explain the amendment, what it does?
Yes, why don't you do that from here rather than...
Okay.
With that, I will ask Representative Van Etten to walk us through the amendment, and I believe Representative Van Etten, everyone has been provided an additional exact copy of the original Bill 1153.
That is, so that's correct.
Thank you, Representative Adelstein, and Representative Van Etten.
What this does is, as you note, in the title, we have changed the title because this is only on cigarettes. It's not on other tobacco products. And it we originally talked about a 27-cent tax. We have reduced this to 10 cents a pack and on cigarettes only. And that's what the amendment does. So if you look on line 8, it says 5 instead of 13.5 mils. On line 10, it will say 5 3/20 mils. Line 12 through the end of the first page is totally wiped out. Line 1 through 8 on the second page is totally wiped out. Line 9 through 12 should say that chapter 1050 be amended by adding thereto a new section to read as follows. Any funds collected pursuant to section 1 only, not 1 and 2, of this act shall be deposited in the Tobacco Prevention and Reduction Trust Fund created pursuant to 344612. And then the entire rest of page 2 is eliminated. So it makes it a two-section short bill, and it's only talking about a 10-cent tax on each pack of cigarettes. Our idea is that this will not predisposed to cross-border sales, which is one of the objections of some of the people on this committee, and yet it will discourage cigarette purchases on the part of middle school and high school students, hopefully. And it will also provide some money for the tobacco prevention program. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Van Etten. We'll hold any questions about this, but thank you for that explanation. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1153 as amended? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1153 as amended?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I represent RJR Tobacco Company, and my name is Jeremiah Murphy. I'm a registered lobbyist, excuse me. I'm not sure I got the entire rationale for this. It's a tax increase, plainly. There are many things we can't lobby on, and we don't lobby on. That's part of the settlement agreement, is our companies agreed that there were a lot of things we wouldn't lobby on. But one of them was a tax increase. We're paying, and our consumers are paying, a considerable tax. It's not only the taxes that we pay, but it's the settlement agreement. I mean, that's passed on. The companies don't pay taxes. The consumers do. And I hate to see you give up, because if this is a tax on the 12 to 15-year-olds, that's a shame. I mean, if you don't look at it as that you can get the house in order and somehow we can get those kids off cigarettes, that's one thing. But just to say we're going to raise the tax on those youngsters and raise it on every adult. I mean, this is a tax on Joe's six-pack. And which is to say you've given up on the kids, and I don't think you should give up on them. We're not giving up on them, and we haven't given up on them. But we're not succeeding like we should. I'll have to tell you that frankly. But it seems to me like with all the costs that have been added onto the consumer, it gets to be punitive, and they're not here to represent themselves. You represent them, and they're our customers. We pass these on. We're not going to absorb this, and that's just business. That isn't hard-hearted on our part. Every business does that. Businesses don't pay taxes. Consumers do, and that's the long and short of what I might have to say, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Are there any other opponents? Recognizing we've had a lot of discussion on this. If not, oh, I'm sorry. Welcome, Mr. Wheeler.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Jerry Wheeler. I represent the South Dakota Retailers Association. I just want to be registered that we still are opposed to this. We don't think that a tax increase is necessary, and we don't think that tax increase is the right way to try to limit sales. I think you could apply that to a lot of products, and I just think it's a poor form of regulation. The retailers of this state have worked pretty hard on the minor purchases. I think we've brought the buy rate down from some 84% to the last figure I saw was 6-point-something%. We've had classes and education around the state for retail businesses. I think that education is the thing that's going to stop people from buying cigarettes. I don't think the price is going to make a difference. I think it just further burdens the poor people that can't afford it. I mean, if you look at the people that are using cigarettes, a lot of times they're the ones that, no matter what you increase the price to, they're going to keep right on using them. I don't think we're accomplishing what we intended to do, and I'd ask you to vote against the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Any other opponents? Any other opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the committee testimony for opponents, and what I'd like to do at this point is defer further discussion. We'll come back as a committee and talk for committee discussion and our action, and then allow Representative Van Etten an opportunity to do the rebuttal. Unless you'd like to do a rebuttal now, and then we'll come back for committee discussion. I think it might be helpful to wait so that Representative Jaspers and Representative Flowers is back. At least they can hear the full discussion. All right. With that, I'll defer House Bill 1153 later this morning. House Bill